Anti-critical race theory school board candidates make big gains in Texas. By Brecken F. Teese on May 9, 2022. 15 conservative school board candidates each won their races in Texas on Saturday. Adding to the political successes of 2021's parental rights movement against critical race theory and other school board policies. Each of the candidates, backed by the 1776 Project PAC, won seats across six school districts representing suburban Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston. Parents and grandparents are as engaged as ever with what is going on in their children's schools, 1776 Project PAC founder Ryan Gurdusky told Breitbart News. Critical race theory is not the headline it was last year since the Virginia election. It is not in the national media as much, certainly. But the grassroots movement is very much alive, Gurdusky said. The PAC wants to engage with conservative voters on issues like critical race theory, diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives, and opposing transgender ideology and the sexualization of children. School board elections sadly have very low turnout. And because they're nonpartisan, not many people know who the candidates are, Gurdusky said to Breitbart News. One benefit of the PAC, however, is that it is able to bring issue and candidate information to voters to get them to the polls. Indeed, Marvin Lowe, a PAC-endorsed, winning candidate out of Frisco Independent School District, won by 53 votes with 34% in a three-way race. Gurdusky signaled a nationwide reset of school boards in which parents, their children, and the country are the beneficiaries of public education, not ideological movements and teachers' unions. For too long, school boards have been more accountable to teachers' unions, he explained. That's coming to an end. The 1776 Project PAC has a perfect win record this year. And Gurdusky told Breitbart News they hope to continue that with school board elections coming up soon in Georgia and Maryland. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.